USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Despite a stimulus package having seemingly stalled, the outlook of the economy is pointed in the right direction, according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells CNBC that while not every data point looks positive, the economy is progressing in the right direction.
You know, 5 months, give us time. This thing, you can't rebuild it overnight. And I think some people are way too pessimistic about the economy. They may be in denial about the economy. But I think the overall outlook has improved immeasurably right now.
Illinois' governor is enacting tighter restrictions amid a spike in COVID-19 cases. Bars and restaurants in four counties will be prohibited from serving customers indoors beginning on Friday. The limit on public gatherings is also being lowered to 25. The four counties surrounding Chicago are seeing positive test rates near 10%. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs, and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event, you'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says...
We're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle.
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50, or Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas. Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
The makers of OxyContin will plead guilty to federal charges related to the opioid crisis. Drug maker Purdue Pharma is expected to plead guilty to charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States and violating anti-kickback laws. The company's plea deal will be part of a more than $8 billion settlement with the Justice Department. The company has long faced accusations that its actions helped start the opioid crisis in the United States. Tropical storm watches are in effect in Bermuda as the latest Atlantic storm strengthens into a hurricane. Epsilon is expected to approach the island on Thursday and could make a direct hit. It's currently around 400 miles to the east of Bermuda. Large swells generated by the storm are already affecting Bermuda, the Bahamas, and the Greater Antilles. While not expected to make landfall in the U.S., the Northeast could see high winds and dangerous surf conditions this weekend as Epsilon moves into the North Atlantic. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Twitter. CEO won't be called before the Senate Judiciary Committee, at least not yet.
A Republican staffer says the Senate Judiciary Committee delayed a vote to subpoena the heads of Facebook and Twitter due to a procedural issue. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Big tech is telling the media, we have a veto power on what stories you can report on and what stories the American people can hear. If anyone in the mainstream media had even a shred of integrity, they would be outraged at this. Instead, because they want Donald Trump to lose, they will docilely go by Big Tech's incredible assertion of censorship power.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Parts of Minnesota are setting records as the snow has started to fly earlier than ever. The National Weather Service says it's the earliest significant snow for many areas in Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin. Some Minneapolis suburbs saw up to 9 inches of the white stuff on Tuesday, with several more inches possible on Thursday. And the country can thank Mookie Betts again for scoring them a free taco. The Dodgers right fielder stole a base in the fifth inning of Game 1 of the World Series, winning a free taco for everyone in Taco Bell's Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion. Betts also did it in 2018 as a member of the Boston Red Sox. You can swipe your free snack on October 28th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.